So on Easter Sunday, you know, many world leaders gave their Easter message to their countrymen and women. So I tried to read some of those messages, and I found out that many of our world leaders, we are trying to articulate the significance of Easter in their Easter messages, very short video messages. Some also wrote their messages. And I also found out that many of them were saying that the message of Easter is all about kindness, compassion, hard work, and responsibility. What do you think about that? You know, when we say that the message of Easter is all about kindness, compassion, hard work, and then responsibility, is that the message of Easter? Good. But it doesn't mean that all these values that I have mentioned, they are all ethical values. They are moral values that everybody identifies with. So I think that these heads of state or world leaders, we are trying to appeal to everyone in their country, both believers and non-believers. But while delivering their Easter message, they are also trying to water down the meaning of Easter and what Easter actually means for believers. So being kind, being compassionate, being hardworking, and being responsible are all values we cherish with other religions. You know, Muslims, Hindus, Buddhists, Jewish people, all of them believe in these values. But what differentiates us from all these religions is Easter, the message of Easter. And that is why we have to pay attention to the readings of today's Mass, the scripture readings of today's Mass. We read this beautiful passage from the Gospel of St. Luke, Luke chapter 24, about the post-resurrection appearance of Jesus to his disciples. Let us think about what we have read. You know, we are told that two disciples, that's those disciples that went to Emmaus and then saw the Lord, came back to the upper room, and then began to tell the other 11 disciples about how they have seen the risen Lord. And while they were still speaking, what happened? Jesus again appeared to them. When he appeared to them, how did they react? When Jesus appeared to the 11, how did the 11 react when they saw him? They were scared. And they were also terrified. Why were they scared? Why were they terrified? Feel free to talk. Yeah, well, why were they terrified? They thought they were seeing a ghost. But there is something also that led to that fear. If you look at what St. Peter was saying in today's first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, that was what led to the fear. The feeling of culpability. Can you imagine yourself, you have killed someone, and then suddenly that person you killed appeared to you? What do you think the person came to do? Vengeance. That's the feeling that the disciples had when they saw the Lord. They were saying, oh, we denied him. We gave him up. And now, here he comes. They were actually fearing for their lives. When they saw the risen Lord, they thought that he actually came for vengeance. And how did Jesus calm them down? He said, "Peace. Peace be with you." That was when they actually began to know that this is not all about vengeance. And they still, when he said, "Peace be with you," they were still incredulous. And Jesus went a step further and told them, "Look, I am not a ghost. This is me." And he said, "Touch me." Because if he was a ghost, they cannot be able to touch his body. He challenged them, "Bring your hand, touch me, I am not a ghost." And he also showed them his scars, the nails, the scars of the nails that they nailed him with on the cross. And that was when the anxiety began to come down for the disciples. And then to let them know also that he was not just a phantom, what did he do? He said, "Do you have anything to eat?" And they said, "Yeah." And they gave him what? A baked fish. And there, in their very presence, Jesus ate the fish. By eating that fish, he has nailed it to them that he was actually resurrected. And that was what reassured these disciples that they were not actually seeing a phantom. That they were actually seeing a human being with flesh and blood. And that changed everything for them. I have to go into details. Remember that I shared with you the message of world leaders about Easter. And so what we read in today's gospel is something that is actually different from being kind, from being compassionate, from being responsible and hardworking. When we celebrate Easter, we are celebrating Jesus, who was brutally crucified and killed and died. But by the power of the Holy Spirit, was resurrected from the dead by God the Father. Do you believe that? Do you believe what I have just said about Easter now? Do you believe that?
Yes.
I know the reason why I'm asking this. Because when this happened, it challenged the Jewish conception about dying. When Jesus died and rose from the dead, many people have this belief about what happens to me when I die. And there is all these various conceptions about death. If you look through the Bible, Old Testament, you will see that. You know, where people believe that when we die, we are buried on the earth, and that is it. We are gone and gone forever. That was a popular belief. Nothing follows after life. When we die, that is it. That's the end. That was the belief also then. Some also conceived death as when we die, our body will be, you know, rotten in the earth, and then our soul will go somewhere. That was also a popular belief. But with Jesus' death and resurrection, Jesus now redefines what death is all about. Because what the disciples saw was not just a ghost, no. It was someone who had died and came back again with his body and soul, able to eat. In other words, we also believe in what we call bodily resurrection. Do you believe that? That when me and you die, we are not going to rot in the earth, because when we are baptized with Christ Jesus, Jesus promised that all who are baptized with him through these waters of baptism will also do what? Share in his resurrection. So our belief in Easter is a game changer. It marks quite a big difference from what our contemporary brothers and sisters feel about death. Because right now, as we are reflecting on this, there are many brothers and sisters out there who think that once I die, that is the end of my existence. And that's why they don't care. Because they feel that death is all. But reading this passage today, we are now understanding a different idea of what dying means. That as Jesus died and rose from the dead, that all of us also are destined as believers. That when we die, we shall also resurrect like Jesus. And that is the message of Easter. So as we contemplate this message, it has also some implications. And those implications we see from the first reading, the second reading of today, and even the gospel. Because in the first reading, Peter was also talking about this resurrection being a judgment on people. He was talking to Jewish authorities, Jewish people, and letting them know, this Jesus whom you have handed over to Pilate, whom you have allowed to be killed, and whom, instead of asking for his release, you ask for the release of the murderer. If you look at what Peter was saying in the first reading, he was really being accusatory. He was accusing people of their sinfulness. And the second reading again began to talk about sinfulness also, in which we are told to avoid anything that might lead to the crucifixion of Jesus. And even in the gospel passage we read, towards the end, Jesus spoke about repentance and forgiveness of sin. So Easter goes with repentance. Easter goes with forgiveness of sins. You cannot separate them. As we think about this bodily resurrection, that at the end of time, we all shall share in the resurrection of Jesus. This can only happen when me and you submit ourselves to repentance from our sins and open ourselves to the forgiveness that comes from God. So on this day, let us make it a point of prayer. You know, let us ask the good Lord to open our minds, you know, to his call to repentance as we acknowledge the bodily resurrection of Jesus, and as we also anticipate our own resurrection when we shall come to the end of our earthly life. With this in mind, let us continue with our Mass.